And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. What were you laughing about? What was that?
Well, we were talking about the Thankful Thursday and what sound effect we would use for it. It popped in my head a perfect one we got to use of Trump to Zelensky of, you got to be more thankful.
Oh, my gosh.
You
got
to be more thankful. That's got to be the one.
Didn't your dad just text in a minute ago? What'd your dad say?
He said, Thankful Thursday. So the Dems are never thankful, only needing more. And that just popped in my head of... That the perfect soundbite for it.
Jeez, that is. All right, you know you got to find that.
Yeah,
now.
I got to. I think we see have a good sound effect coming.
I think we got one. In fact, I'm looking right now. We got several people. You know, like Trumpy Thursday from Jeff from Indiana, Joe from Indiana saying Bacon Thursday, but Joe from Athens says Thankful Thursday it is. I think we may have found something here with that sound effect you're talking about brewing up. All right, we'll give y'all a test run on it in the next couple of days and see what's what. Hey, by the way, before I forget, tomorrow the plan is, assuming no changes, is that actor Kirk Cameron will be here with us in studio. I think he's here at the 2:30 time frame, am I right?
2:30,
that's 2:30 Central time for those of y'all in our Chattanooga listening area. But actor Kirk Cameron will be here in studio for a half hour or so to hang out. He's got an event tomorrow night. We've been doing a ticket giveaway on this. We've got a merch giveaway. So if you want some Right Side merchandise and you've already purchased your ticket for it, all you got to do is the same number we use on the line, 833-687-4448. Text us a picture of your ticket, and we'll pick a winner, and we're going to get you a bundle
with same thing.
Yes, thank you. T-shirt, hat. And coffee mug of Right Side Radio. So be glad to give that away. But yeah, tomorrow night's the night. So we're looking forward to have Kirk Cameron here in studio. All right, I'm gonna play something that I played yesterday because it's just so good. So you got that sound clip? I'm gonna call audio one up. So we're about to start the last little bit of the show here. Doge doings, like things are happening. Doge is like all the thing right now. Trump spent part of his time in his speech. I know some of y'all heard this yesterday. Guess what? You're going to hear it again because this is an epic. I mean, it's just fun, but it's also real. And it's like, it's also crazy. Just listen to this.
Waste we have already identified. $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars for illegal aliens. $45 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender. This is real. $32 million for a left-wing propaganda operation in Moldova. $10 million for male circumcision in Mozambique. $20 million for the Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. It's a program. $20 million for a program. $1.9 billion to recently created Decarbonization of Homes Committee, headed up, and we know she's involved. Just at the last moment, the money was passed over by a woman named Stacey Abrams. Have you ever heard of her?
Right, pause right there. Pause right there. That's a piece we didn't talk about yesterday. But that, to me, is one of the most amazingly scandalous stories that has not gotten hardly any press. And so I want to know more. I want to know more about this. Stacey Abrams, the grifter bar none, the biggest example of how did you ever get elected to anything in your life on the Democrat side. Stacey Abrams, the one who was the queen of complaining about election procedures, but then couldn't understand why Trump would complain. Stacey Abrams formed a 501c3, and he named it. What was it called? The Climate Action something or other. What was it called?
Vegan Climate.
No, not that one.
That was something else.
All right, the bottom line is Stacey Abrams formed a 501c3. She had $100 in the bank account. And all of a sudden, at the tail end of the Biden administration, she gets a major grant, I think from the EPA, for $1.8 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, to do the Green New Deal crap after Biden leaves office. So that's what, you can't tell me there's not graft and corruption in that. And you can't tell me that the government shouldn't have, I don't know, maybe a little bit of bona fides in who it gives $1.8 billion to. I mean, she went and formed the LLC and set up a bank account just in time to start receiving tranches of money. I wish life was that easy for the people on the right side. What could we do with Right Side Media with that money? I tell you what, JP, you and me, we'll just take half of it.
Okay. We'll settle for half, yeah.
So $900 million, you and I will settle for that, and we'll do something. We'll get her done.
We'll do something for sure. We'll make a climate organization.
Take over the world. but that's that. Listen, Doge doings. Doge is finding this stuff out. And the reason why Trump read those out was not just to entertain the audience, which it was funny. He was cracking people up. But he was also, it's almost like Libs of TikTok got famous by literally showing you what liberals were saying about themselves? All he's doing is telling you what liberals have been doing with money. And he's saying, here's what they did, here's what they did, here's what they did. And oh, by the way, we're not doing that anymore. It's an amazing time. And we got more to do on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More Doge doings right after this. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes from Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I mean, from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn, stretching across the border into beautiful Fort Benning, Georgia. And yes, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, too, just for good measure. I like the expanding footprint. I just do. Pleases me.
I like it so much I could take a little bit more of it.
Yes, I could. Mm-hmm. How about that's part of Thankful Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I'm doing this thing on Doge, but let me remind you guys too. We've got any number of podcasts at Right Side. If you haven't looked at our website, rightsidemedia.org, it's very robust. Lots of stuff on there. We got our merchandise store with coffee mugs and t-shirts and hats and my favorite, the Benshot glasses, the Bulletproof Influence Right Side Media glasses that have a bullet embedded in the glass and it says Bulletproof Influence on it. Check those out. But we've got all of our podcasts on there too. There are some of y'all that are live streaming right now through our website. Appreciate that. But you can see all our podcasts. We got the Liberty Minute with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. We've got mine, The Right Philosophy. The newest one came out yesterday. We've got Controversial Mom with Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty. We've got JP doing his Out of Right Field sports. And then we've also got tomorrow, the latest edition of Right Click with Birdman on tech and gaming stuff. All of it with conservative content built in. All those things and more on our website, rightsidemedia.org. Check them out. Doge. So Elon Musk, I got a piece here from Fox. Elon Musk gathered up with about, I don't know, several dozen GOP senators for lunch. It was hosted by Senator Rick Scott, the chairman of the Republican Senate Steering Committee, and Katie Britt was there, and I'm assuming Tuberville was too, but Katie Britt was there, and she actually asked him a question regarding government funding going to private universities. And Elon Musk said that Kim Jong-un has a lot to learn from elite universities in America, meaning they've been sucking us dry. He told the senators, 40 of them or so in attendance, he told them that Doge's efforts were literally on track to start saving about $4 million a day. I mean, they're literally cutting things and finding things that if we can keep these cuts in place, we're saving $4 million a day. A day. You got a calculator over there? Do 4 million times 365 and tell me where we're at. I think that's going to wind up being $13 billion. What are we looking at?
So I got a 1.46 E9. You tell me what that means.
An E9? What kind of calculator are you using over there? Okay.
Let me do it on my computer calculator. Oh my gosh. Better.
Yeah, but Musk is saying right now he's got savings lining up at $4 million a day. Now, one of the things that we're also finding out, not just waste, fraud, and abuse, but how much anti-American crap was mixed in. Let me know when you got a number. Anti-American. Well, when I say anti-American, if I asked you, pick one person you think is the most anti-American crusaders, who would it be? I'll go ahead and help you. His name rhymes with George Soros.
Rhymes with George Soros.
It rhymes with George Soros.
By the way, it's 1.46 billion.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I had one extra zero in there.
Mm-hmm, you did.
Dang. That can't be right.
1.46, or maybe that's, I'm bad with math too.
No, how many,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, billion. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
All right, you know what? Let's quit embarrassing ourselves. Anyway, moving on. Elon Musk, though, in an article I've got here from WokeSpy. WokeSpy.com, Dateline 2 days ago. During a recent appearance on Joe Rogan, Elon Musk outlined how left-wing billionaire George Soros has been fleecing American taxpayers through his nonprofits, his NGOs, by pushing radical agendas. And he also points out he's been getting a lot of government funds to do it. Can you imagine? He's got all these so-called NGOs that he sets up. He gives them seed money from his billions, and then they go after tens of millions from like places like USAID and EPA and, you know, any number of, other grants from the energy sector or whatever else for the Green New Steel. And he called it the gigantic scam. He said it's one of the biggest scams ever. And then Rogan asked, how many of these NGOs are there? He said, I think the total number of NGOs is probably in the millions. But in terms of large NGOs, like tens of thousands, he said it's actually kind of a hack to the system where someone can get an NGO stood up for a fairly small amount of money. George Soros, he said, was really good at this. And then he figured out how to hack the system. He's a genius at arbitrage. I mean, these days he's pretty old, but he was a genius at arbitrage. He said he figured out he could leverage a small amount of money, create a nonprofit, and then lobby politicians to send tons of money to that nonprofit. And you can take what might be a $10 million donation to create a nonprofit and leverage that into a billion-dollar NGO. So this has been happening with your tax dollars, George Soros. But I think it's fair to say that we have two new developments about Doge. And I got a little more here about Doge victories and Doge cuts. But one of the things that really strikes me, how many times have you seen an acronym become its own word? You can say like ASAP. If I said do something ASAP, you know what it means. You don't think about it. You don't have to think about the fact that that stands for as soon as possible. It's just ASAP. It's a word by itself almost. Who do you work for in law enforcement? The FBI? Everybody knows that's the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but you don't say it out there. Just FBI is like a word by itself. You can say DEA. You can say CIA. Everybody knows what it is. Doge has become its own word. In a short amount of time, and I would say most times this happens, if you think about it, it's an acronym that has been around for a great deal of time and has become just endemic to our lexicon. But Doge has been around for a matter of months, and it is already embedded in our cultural fabric right now. It is already so prolifically spoken of that people don't even say Department of Government Efficiency anymore, and no one questions what you mean when you say Doge.
Well, I have to say, Doge has been a meme and a word for my generation for a while. But Elon said this was part of his troll job, so that whenever they try to go at him, they're saying Doge, and it's just ultimately like the ultimate meme because they're saying Doge like the dog. So yeah, I'd say this is the first it's cracked into like actual mainstream. But I still giggle when I hear people like Chuck Schumer say Doge when like 5 years ago that was just something middle schoolers would say, you know, hey, as a meme.
Where's our Doge sound effect? You got our Doge sound effect? Can you play that for Maxine Waters? Is there a way for her to hear that?
I don't know if she can handle it.
So Daily Fetched has a story. Daily Fetched, on Monday, Maxine Waters rallied outside the Housing and Urban Development headquarters. She went to HUD. She went to HUD to talk about Doge. And she's mad. That woman's like a cartoon, by the way. If you watch her now, it's like she has become a living cartoon. It's like you look at her and go, is that real or is that like some kind of AI?
I'm not sure she's real. Also, the Massachusetts one with the purple hair, I put her in the same category too.
Oh boy, yeah, you can't make that stuff up. But Maxine Waters, she's been doing this lately. She's been rallying at different places. She was like, I'm a member of Congress. Don't you know who I am? And she demands entree to someone's office. It doesn't work like that, lady. And I realize you're a member of Congress. And that is special. I grant you that is somewhat special. That does not entitle you, though, to just barge in on people's offices, interrupt their days, and demand that they read your letter you brought. Guess what? You can have that thing couriered over. You could have emailed it. You could have mailed it. You're trying for a press moment here. Well, she got her press moment, but it did not go the way she thought. Because the other thing about Doge is that Doge has become Doge derangement syndrome for a lot of people. The libs hate Doge almost as much as they hate Trump. It's to the point that Elon Musk has had to hire security. He's talked about it. There have been threats on his life because of all this. But Doge recently identified like $260 million in wasteful contracts at HUD, and HUD had to do a layoff of its workforce. And then all of a sudden, Maxine Waters shows up at the HUD building, demanding to see the new secretary of hers, Housing and Urban Development, Secretary Turner, who's a good dude. He's Scott Turner. He's the one, I believe, that prayed over the last meeting they had, the cabinet meeting. Just a quality dude. But she's out there at the front door demanding to talk to them about this Doge stuff, and she brought her letter, and why won't you let me in? And the security guards wouldn't let her in. They told her, I'm sorry, he's busy. Are you telling me right now, are you telling me you're not going to give me entry? I'm telling you he's busy, ma'am. I'll be glad to deliver the letter for you. Are you telling me you're not going to allow me in? Ma'am, what I said was he's busy. She was trying to bait them into saying things, and I'm sure she walked off claiming racism.
And there's the same clip with the Department of Education where she's like, give me your name tag. Let me see your name tag.
Yeah. Everybody look at him right here. Look at him right here. Look at his name.
Trying to dox him.
And he just stood there. And you got to know that guy hadn't had to buy a beer for himself in the last month. it's Doge. Doge has now become its own word. Doge has now become an illness for the left, because Doge derangement syndrome is real. Doge was the large focus of, if you look at the signs that all the Democrats were holding up during Trump's speech the other night, a lot of them were related to Musk. They held up signs like Musk lies, Musk steals. And you think, okay, and then they'll talk about, he's an unelected official trying to get things done. Well, how about all the unelected officials who were running the White House when Biden couldn't do the job? So there's that.
You know what's funny about them calling him an unelected bureaucrat, though, is I don't define somebody who's killing the bureaucracy a bureaucrat. That's just me, though. Like, they call him an unelected bureaucrat. No, he's the one that is sending the bureaucrats packing. So it's just funny to me that.
That's a great point.
And, by the way, I voted for Elon to do what he's doing right now.
That's exactly what we voted for.
He's not in the shadows like the actual unelected bureaucrats.
That's exactly what we voted for. And oh, by the way, everything he finds, okay, do you really want to spend tax dollars to find out how to make mice transgender? Do you really want to spend money to do more,
circumcisions
in Mozambique? Do you really want to do something about LGBTQIA+ in Lesotho, Africa?
Arabian Sesame Street.
Oh, it's just unreal. All right, I got a bunch of texts, and we're gonna take a break right now. We'll come right back from this break, and we'll see what we can do about your text messages. By the way, somebody just sent us a meme of doing the math.
He sent a screen record of it.
A screen record. That is just pretty amazing, and it did have an E9 in it.
It did. You had to flip the phone sideways, I'm being told.
So you weren't crazy.
No.
Okay, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.